Hey everybody, welcome again to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Not bad today.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk about organizing your important paperwork.
So do you mean things like your passport, your contracts, rental agreements, those kind of things?
Exactly. Your rental, your title deed of your own properties in various countries, mortgage documents, car documents, health records, the important ones, but a lot of them are now on apps. Financial records, if you have to submit tax returns. So quite a lot of countries like USA, Canada, India, you have to submit your tax returns even if you're an expat. For the UK, for now, we don't have to unless we own property or taxable items in the UK. Your electronic records, if it's needed. So like, you know, your manuals on how to use certain electronics, but that only if you need it. You don't need the manual for an iron. And people keep that. It's shocking. Like, people will keep the manual for how to use your blender. You know, those handheld blenders where you just have to press one button. It's like, and the iron is a big one. Like, why do people have the manual for the iron? And they keep the box as well. And I'm like, no, you don't need the box after, you know, you want you taken out. TV, you can understand for some of the things, like people keep the iPhone boxes and everything, and you don't need that after. Why do you keep your iPhone box?
I only keep the boxes of the devices I'm using currently or are actively used. If I've either sold an old device, obviously I sell it with the box. I give the box away as a part of it.
You sell your phone?
I've done it once or twice, yeah.
I don't.
But if I'm just recycling or whatever, then I recycle the boxes as well.
Very good. So, and also personal records. So your birth certificates, marriage certificates, divorce certificates, yeah, wills, you know, military records, baptism, all those kind of documents. So we're going to talk about them today. And then, of course, if you've got pets like I have, there's documents for them as well, which you need.
So what would be the first thing we should tackle here?
So the first thing I would suggest that you do is find all the documents. So find all the paperwork and go to, say, your dining table. So it's a big table or your desk, and get those documents and put them into separate piles. So the things that you don't need anymore, so any, especially financial records, bank statements that are a few years old that you don't need anymore for tax purposes or for any other reason, you can put them in the shredding pile. Anything that has no personal information can then be put in the recycling pile, and anything that needs to be kept, you keep the, make a separate pile for that. Once you've done that with the paperwork, get the important documents and separate them into the different sections. So your health, your personal documents, you know, the marriage certificates, birth certificates, etc., including passports, auto records, property records, financial records, and then the manuals or for electronics, and also your pet documents. So put them into different piles. So there'll be about 7 or 8 different piles. And then make sure they are scanned, so you have a digital copy and they're in one file, as you know, in a folder for those different elements, because you need them saved in case you need it for submitting for passports or for visa requirements in the country that you live in. There's various reasons, or you need it for school. So have a digital copy of them as well, saved, because a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, and this is something I tell people a lot too now, because, well, it's also protection, right? So you don't have to carry the actual documents around everywhere you go. But, you know, we live in an age where most people will accept a scanned copy, and or prefer a scanned copy rather than you go there and then make a copy and then put it away and stuff. But most places will prefer a scanned copy anyway, so you're just better off having this available to you wherever you go.
And if you have them on a cloud, so save them on your Google Drive or your iCloud, one of the cloud, or Dropbox, save it on a cloud so you can access it from your phone or from your computer, wherever you are, and you won't lose it. So it's better to have that on the cloud rather than just on your computer or on a hard drive.
Yeah, and I will add here as well that, especially if they're sensitive documents and stuff, I mean, it's super easy today to like add a password to a PDF, because I would still recommend, as you said, put it on the cloud somewhere so that you have access to it on all your devices wherever you are, because these you never know when you need these documents. But at the same time, you know, for the sensitive ones, just apply a simple password protection on a PDF so that even if something were to go wrong, or even sometimes even if you send it to the wrong person, which ideally you shouldn't send the password and the file together in the same email
it
anyway.
It should be separate, yeah.
So if you accidentally send the file to somebody, they can't accidentally open it or misuse the document.
So you have the digital copy, you have the hard copy. And then with the hard copies, put them into a file. So there was a company that used to make these box files with different sections inside, and you put they had tabs, so you could put one for the home, auto, health, you know, finance, like all of those, you know, the personal documents plus your passport. And it was very light to hold. It had a handle on it, and it was actually fire resistant. And unfortunately, I think the company's gone, but it is a great idea. So if you want to make that, you know, maybe we should start a business doing that. But it was really useful. So I gave that to my parents. So they're using that for all the documents. And it's there in a hidden place in, you know, for them to grab if there is a fire and to run out with all these important documents. So that's what you need to have as protection. So have these documents in one safe place, in, say, a box file, and then put it in, say, a safe, a fire-resistant safe, or in a safe place that you can grab it in case of emergency, because they, you know, you will, you need to protect those documents, because it's very hard to get copies of those documents, and especially for wills and for all the other certificates as well. So just have somewhere, you know, keep them somewhere safe. And like, people do put them in filing cabinets, but don't make your filing system too complicated. So when you have a box file with just all your vital documents, that means that you know that they're all in one place and it's easy to find. I don't want people to have too many systems and, you know, using different places and too many tabs, because it gets too complicated.
Yeah, and like, for example, you might want to keep it for record purposes, like your rental agreement from the previous year, but that shouldn't be in your critical file, like for this year, for example.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So that kind of distinction as well.
Yeah. And like with certain things, like, you know, the rental ones, yes, every year, every time you move house, remove the old one because you don't need it. But with the property deeds, the title deeds, you need to keep them for life until you sell that property. But you might need it for a few more years for tax purposes. But these are important. We're talking about the vital documents. So even for your pets, you know, they have an immunization card, that is vital. You need to keep that somewhere safe, because you need it for if you get them a passport for travel and you need to leave the country. Or if you change vets even, you need to have that with you. But if, unfortunately, your pets have passed away, you can then, you know, get rid of that card unless you want it for memory purposes.
Especially here, I mean, a lot of us are just expats, but just generally people not living in a home country or not even living in a home state, for example, like they may have moved somewhere else. I don't know how what the advice would be here, but like there are certain documents that I don't keep in my house at all. I mean, of course, these are not documents I need all the time. So not my passport, for example, but certain other kinds of documents that are important to me, birth certificate and those kind of things. I have a scan copy with me handy, but then the original documents are sitting back home so that I have security that doesn't matter what happens, but nobody's going to come across them.
Yes, you can put them safely away in a safety deposit box. If you can't get hold of a safety deposit box, you can then put it in a fire resistant box in your house. So that's the alternative, and it's sometimes cheaper because these safety deposit boxes cost money, and also because it's in a different location, you have to go to that place. So that's fine. Whatever is the safest option for you and easiest option for you and your, you know, next of kin or your loved ones to be able to access it. And that's the other thing to bear in mind, that, you know, you need to have you need to be able to notify next of kin or somebody important in your life of where these documents are, because they'll need it. You know, God forbid anything happens to you, but you need it for probate purposes. You need to submit these documents, you know, your birth certificates, your death certificates. Sometimes probate goes on for quite a long time as well, for a few years. So you need to have them stored somewhere safe. Even the will. The will has to be, of course, stored very safely somewhere.
Yeah, this is actually why, like, our family, we have a rule, like, it's never one person's name.
Really? Wow.
With bank accounts, it's a bit awkward sometimes. Like, you kind of want to figure it out. In a spousal situation, it's okay. Like, you kind of, you're okay. But sometimes with the parents and kids, it's a bit tricky, right? But at the same time, like, the reason that rule exists is because anything happens to anybody, at least there is, someone can at least access, someone can do something to take whatever action needs to be taken. And you don't get stuck filling out forms and waiting weeks before you can get access to it. So,
I mean, of course, you know, we're going to talk in another episode about what to do to prepare for in case you do pass away, because this is a big issue. You know, we're dealing with passwords, with documents, social media accounts, all of that is such a huge minefield now that I think we will need to, you know, have a separate episode just to talk about all of that and how to manage it and prepare yourself and your family and next of kin. It's a scary thing to talk about, but I think we can talk about that in another episode. So for today, what I want you to do in summary is get all your documents, get all the paperwork together that you think is all the vital documents or important documents, review them, remove the ones that you don't need. They can be shredded if they've got your personal information, or put for recycling if it hasn't got any details on it. And then all the vital documents, separate them into the different piles and then file them away, either into box files or into a special file, and put it somewhere safe, preferably somewhere with fire resistance. Safe, or a security deposit safe, or somewhere safe that you can easily take it if there is an emergency, and make a digital copy as well. And that's my tips for today.
Well, that's all we have for you this week. You can find out more about the show by visiting decluttermeme.com/podcasts. If you want tips or ideas on how to better declutter your sensitive documents, you can reach Alina at decluttermeme.com, fill out the contact form, and all of social media.
Yes, so you can, yeah, we're at Declutter Me on most of the social media accounts.
Super, that's all. I already said that, right? So, okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye.